Okay, thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Taylor Jones podcast. Today's episode, I'm going to be sharing a few special tips on what you can do today. Okay, I don't care if you have $100 in your checking account or even if you have a few pennies around the house. Some special tips that you can do to attract more abundance and manifest greater amounts of wealth and financial security in your life, okay? So what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to give you guys a couple excerpts, actually, from a couple different books. One of them is Money, Master the Game by Tony Robbins. And the other one is In Transurfing, 78 Days, a Practical Course in Creating Your Own Reality. Okay? So what I'm going to do, guys, is I want to start, actually, with Tony Robbins here. Okay? And I'm just going to read this really quick. Check this out. This is a really, really great paragraph. Okay? So he was basically, Tony Robbins was interviewing Sir John Templeton, and he asked him, you know, what's the secret to wealth? And this was his answer. Tony, you know it, and you know it well. You teach it to everyone. It's gratitude. Okay, so then kind of Tony breaks this down. When you're grateful, there is no fear. When you're grateful, there is no anger. Sir John was one of the happiest and most fulfilled human beings I have ever known. Even though he passed away in 2008, all of these years later in his life continues to inspire others. If you want to be rich, start rich. What can you be grateful for today? Who can you be grateful for today? Could you even be grateful for some of the other problems and the pain that you've been through in your life? What if you took on the new belief that everything in life happens for a reason and a purpose, and it serves you? What if you truly believe that in your heart of hearts, that life doesn't happen to you, it happens for you? That every step along the way is helping strengthen you so you can become more, enjoy more, and give more. If you'll start from that place, money won't be the source of your pleasure or your pain. Making money will be a fun journey of mastery and a wealth, a great vehicle to achieve what matters most in life. Wow. Okay, so that's great. So basically, the key to attracting more money in your life is to act as if and to allow yourself to feel as if you already have it, to be grateful for what truly is in front of you, whether that's people, pain, problems, all of it, to accept and embrace all of it and be grateful for it. Once you get to that place, then more just comes to you. Okay. Okay, so now that was a really good paragraph. The next one I want to read is from Transurfing. This book has been huge for me. Okay. So money. Above all, start moving towards your goal and then money will follow you on automatically as an accompanying tribute. If you do not know your own true path yet, remember this rule. Don't think about the fact that you don't have enough money. Think about having money. Concentrate on the fact that you have money. It doesn't matter how much. The important thing is that you have it. You have some of it, and soon you will have more of it. Receive money with love and joy and let go of it easily. Do not skimp and save. The more you skimp, the less you will have. Likewise, do not accumulate large sums of money without saving for something in particular. Otherwise, you will lose it. Create movement. Funds flow through a pipe, not through a reservoir. Okay, so the interpretation. When a have-not stands at a shop corner, they count every penny, wondering how to economize, spend as stingily as possible, and constantly complaining about how expensive everything is. Their thoughts are focused on one thing. There is never enough money. This thought pattern is manifested in physical reality. How could it be otherwise? They are standing in front of a mirror. Don't think about the money that you don't have. Think about the money that you do have. You will always find something in your purse. If you don't have the funds for a certain purchase right now, do not spend time regretting it. Just put it off until later. You know that the funds will soon appear. This way, you create the corresponding image, which will gradually become reflected in reality. There is another powerful ritual you can use. Collect all the small abandoned coins you can find, particularly the rusty ones that no one else bothers to pick up, and place them carefully in a small box. Repeating the thought form, "You are home now, dear coins. I will look after you, and you will call money to me. I take care of money and money loves me and comes to me. Try it and see." Boom. That's awesome, guys. So hopefully this podcast today has offered you guys a few pieces of content that will help you kind of rethink how you view money. Okay. Whether you come from a really poor family or a really rich family,
don't attach your identity to it. And when you think about it, be grateful for the what you have instead of focusing on what others have or what you don't have yet. But yeah, go out, be great, and view it as a game. You know, money is a part of life. It's a piece of energy. And use it as a tool to help others. So rock on.